I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the trout stocking for 2020 ended when June got here. But even though we are experiencing 90-degree plus days, there are still plenty of those trout out there if you know where to look for them and how to fish for them. We'll examine the summertime trout fishing prospects in a moment. Dave Thorne heads up the DNR's trout program and says despite the heat, there are a number of West Virginia streams where trout will hold over through the hot summer months.
We stocked several places where they have a pretty good opportunity to hold over. Obviously, not everywhere fits that category. But, you know, we have several rivers that have a lot of cold water, a lot of small tributaries that come in cold, that afford places for the fish to hide out, and and a lot of spring-fed streams.
Typically, the fish will find that water they need to survive, and you can find it too if you know what to look or feel for.
Well, as a fisherman, if you are wet wading and just got those tennis shoes on, you wade up the creek, and all of a sudden your feet start tingling a little bit. If your feet feel cold, that's where the fish are going to be. And we know. Some of those streams, some of those systems, like the Dry Fork and Gandy Creek, have a lot of springs in them. And you get over in the South Branch, the North Fork, those are in this country where there's a lot of springs, too.
Now, if you're looking for a mess to take home and eat, have at it. But if you're fishing for fun and throwing them back, keep in mind, this is a pretty stressful period.
They find those deep pools and places where they know of, where they can hide. And like we said earlier, they will congregate in those places. And we certainly encourage our anglers to be aware of that and give those fish some space when they're really stressed out like that.
And chances are pretty good you'll have most of the stream to yourself at this time of year, and you'll be able to use some more conventional tactics to land those trout.
Try to mimic that food. Use a lot of your terrestrial-type patterns, grasshoppers, crickets, beetles, those sorts of things, for the fly fisherman, or, use your natural baits in those same patterns as well.
And the other key to trout making it through the summer is the flow of the river. Pop-up thunderstorms are the lifeblood of summer fishing in the mountains.
We've been fortunate, particularly last year, we had a lot of precip, and flow stayed up good in all of our streams. Right now, we're seeing a lot of our smallest streams start to really hit the bottom of their flow.
Just because they've stopped stocking doesn't mean you stop catching. You can get your trout year-round in West Virginia. You just have to hunt for them. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.